AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump has threatened to invoke the Insurrection Act and deploy troops to stop the protests in Minneapolis. Retired Brigadier General Michael McDaniel, a professor emeritus at Cooley Law School, tells the AP the president does have the authority to do so.
There is no question that the president of the United States can use the Insurrection Act as legal authority to call out National Guard troops. The last time this was done was in 1992 by George Herbert Walker Bush because of the riots in L.A.
He added that while the president has the authority to invoke the Insurrection Act, there are limits as to what the troops can do.
The second question, though, is what can they do once they're there? And my response is they can't do very much because they cannot engage in law enforcement.
Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado says she presented Trump with her Nobel Peace Prize. The two met yesterday at the White House. The Nobel Institute has said Machado could not give her prize to Trump, an honor the president has coveted. Trump has questioned her credibility to take over her country after the U.S. ousted then-president Nicolas Maduro. He signaled his willingness to work with acting president Delcy Rodriguez, who had been Maduro's second-in-command. The average long-term U.S. mortgage rate is now down to its lowest level in more than 3 years. The benchmark 30-year fixed-rate mortgage rate eased to 6.06% this week. 1 year ago, the rate averaged 7.04%, according to mortgage buyer Freddie Mac. After more than 13 years at the helm of Lucasfilm, Kathleen Kennedy is stepping down from the Star Wars factory founded by George Lucas. The Walt Disney Company announced David Filoni will now steer Star Wars as president and chief creative officer. This is AP News. The Australian government says its social media ban for children has been a success. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Social media companies have revoked access to about 4.7 million accounts identified as belonging to children in Australia. This follows the country's ban on platforms used by those under 16. Communications Minister Annika Wells announced the figures on Friday, highlighting the success of the law enacted in December. The ban sparked debates about technology use, privacy, and child safety. Platforms like Facebook, YouTube, and X face hefty fines if they fail to comply. Officials say the measure's encouraging, though some young users have found ways to bypass restrictions. Other countries, such as Denmark, are considering similar bans. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.